Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you also for organizing and sharing this meeting with us tonight. Thanks to you, Mr. Zuckerman, for having agreed to appear and to answer to our questions. We appreciate that a lot. It has been already stated many times, but it must be underlined again, that it is essential that EU citizens can trust that their integrity and their rights on the internet are being protected, especially since the EU new rules on data protection are entering into force in only 3 days as from now. I'd like to raise two questions to you, Mr. Zuckerberg. Firstly, the scandal involving Facebook and Cambridge Analytica is more than anything else an issue of ethics and values. You said in your intervention in the hearing with the US Congress, you repeated it here tonight, that Facebook is responsible for the content on the platform. Once Facebook requests other companies to delete users' data, does Facebook follow up to check compliance by these companies? And how will you ensure that this is really done? And secondly, I am convinced that EU citizens would like to know which specific measures that will be taken by Facebook to ensure that a scandal like this one, Cambridge Analytica, will not occur again. You have shared your vision in spirit on greater responsibility on what happens on the platform. But Mr. Zuckerberg, can you guarantee to the millions of users, many of them EU citizens, that company will take all the necessary steps to ensure that civil rights and liberties according to EU standards and that Facebook fully will comply to the GDPR? And when this will happen, it would be good to have a date when full compliance is ensured. Thank you.
And now, Mr. Moraes, Chair of the Libe Committee, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, President. Thank you, Mr. Zuckerberg, for being here. And we hope that our committee will examine further with Facebook executives and so on in depth. And this is for people who are watching this web stream and want a more in-depth investigation. I think Mr. Farage slightly characteristically talked about how prolific he was on Facebook. I may be the most modest user of Facebook in the room, but our committee is not modest in any way. We are celebrating this week GDPR, but I do want to mention that GDPR, in my view, and we have the rapporteur here, is not something that will impact entirely on your business model, and I think you know this. E-privacy is essential also. And there's a reason I mention e-privacy is because there is a regulatory framework here. And I want to mention something very obvious. You're not in the congressional hearing, you've come to the European Union. And there's a big difference. And the difference mentioned by some of my colleagues I want to make very explicit. And that is that we are here in terms of regulation, and the United States is here. And this gap is very obvious. It's obvious in our adequacy agreements, it's obvious in the day-to-day transactions we have between the continents. But for you, it is a real detailed question of how you will comply. Now, I know that you will say, of course, we're going to comply with GDPR, but it is a much bigger task than I think people are estimating, and no doubt the rapporteur will say something about that in a moment. Now, in your introduction, you spoke, I think, quite eloquently about what you thought was one of the key points, which was the app question. And I think you mentioned it because it is really the critical point. What I wanted to ask, and colleagues are talking about crowdsourcing questions, the question I've been asked by individuals, journalists and others, is whether the question of protection of privacy and the rules on Facebook apps, which you were asked in Congress, is actually the tip of the iceberg, or is there a bigger iceberg? Now, you're addressing this because it's important. So I really do need to repeat this because specifically, given that Facebook was forced to review the apps authorized on the platform, I'll be quick, President, I promise. This is the problem about going last, of course. Following this, the Cambridge Analytica scandal, and now that you've, I think you've blocked around 200 of these apps since the congressional hearings, you've come here having blocked 200 of them. I mean, isn't this, first of all, a clear signal that Facebook failed to protect the privacy of its users? We have 252 million, I think, in the European Union. That's more than in the United States. And it gives us the question of that you should really provide us with the detailed measures, and you have some of these, that Facebook will implement to ensure a thorough analysis of apps that are allowed on Facebook? And really, why did you not inform users of these problems to enable them to take measures to protect their data? And President, if you just allow me, the bottom line for you, I think, and for Facebook, is we need to know in Europe the true scale of the violations of users' data by third-party apps. We need to get an estimate of this. And we need to know what it means to commit to GDPR. If I just give you one example, the GDPR gives individuals the right to access and verify all the data a company holds on them. And that includes not just their profiles mentioned by another colleague, but also the marketing profiles, data that was not disclosed by the user but interpreted from his or her behaviour. Are you really going to give users full access to their marketing profiles? Are you going to do or complete all of the steps in GDPR, never mind e-privacy? And really want to just to say in conclusion here, the question of the difference between GDPR and what is in the United States, the gap must be closed. But for you, given that you are here, and I try to be brief, because we will go in more depth, is it's not just that you have to comply with GDPR, but you have to remember that you're here in the European Union where we created GDPR. So we ask you to make a legal and moral commitment, if you can, to uphold EU data protection law, to think about e-privacy, to protect the privacy of European users and the many millions of European citizens and non-Facebook users as well. And this is a moral and legal obligation and implementation. And I really ask you to think about this because you've come here not to Congress, but to the European Union, and we have expectations. Thank you.
Last question, Mr. Albert, Rapporteur for the General Data Protection Regulation. You have the floor, Mr. Albert.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you, Mr. Zuckerberg, for being with us here tonight. And I'll keep it as short as possible to also allow for all the questions to be answered, because I really think there have been many very important questions to be answered. So, three precise questions. First, I welcome a lot that Facebook is applying the principles of the GDPR in future globally in its global business. I think that is a very important step ahead. I hope that it is complying with the GDPR globally, because I could pose the question if you as a US consumer should not get equal treatment to EU users. I think many US colleagues or users will pose the same question soon. The first real question, will you, with Friday the GDPR kicking in, assure that no Facebook user or future Facebook user has to give consent for the processing of personal data more than what is necessary to use the service? Because today we have very often the problem that there is a take it or leave it situation, and with the GDPR that is not really what we want to see anymore. You need to give consent for everything what is not necessary to use the service. Second, in the US Senate, you responded to this question, we collect some data for security purposes. So to one of the questions, we collect some data for security purposes and we keep it. Can you promise that this data, which you keep for security purposes, is not used for other services, for other purposes like targeted advertisement? And last but not least, repeatedly, European courts have demanded the separation of users' data between Facebook and WhatsApp after your company has acquired WhatsApp. Will you promise to me and also the European WhatsApp and Facebook users that from Friday onwards there won't be any exchange or cross use of users' personal data between the two services? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think it's important for us to be at the center of the political debate. For another time, the European Parliament is the heart of democracy in Europe. I think for this political debate is very, very important, not only for the European Parliament, but also for the European citizens. For this, I want to thank you for the question. And now the floor is yours, Mr. Zuckerberg.